1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Pete Euler, your State Farm insurance agent, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment at 8:27 on this Wednesday morning by Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini. And Pauline, I think the courtyard at the library will be hopping today, huh?
That's right. Today is our first kids' concert of the summer. We're going to have Leonardo Music, who I think is a newcomer to Emporia's children's music scene.
Well, these kids' concerts are always very popular, and annually, I think that what the Friends of the Library are kind of responsible for this, huh?
Yeah, our Friends of the Library are great supporters. They raise funds throughout the year for all of our programs that we provide, book clubs, etc., but they are especially our biggest funder for summer. We do have other sponsors as well, local businesses like Daylight Donuts, the Farmers Market, and many more.
Well, when do things kick off at the library?
So I'm happy to say that our kickoff was actually last Wednesday for summer reading, and we saw almost 300 people visit us, and that is the biggest number we've seen since COVID. So I'm very excited to see what turnout looks like today, especially since week two of our reading log is going live.
Well, Pauline, you talk about getting back above COVID numbers, and it seems like you have something new almost every single year, keeping people coming back and getting more involved. What do you think it is, or what do you have maybe this year that might be a little bit new that might be getting more people through the doors?
Oh, boy. Well, honestly, I will say I think it's going to be the reading log this summer. You know, in the past few years, we'd kind of been moving to Beanstack where, you know, folks would have to track their own reading for the summer, and then at the very end, maybe they get a prize, maybe they don't. This year, we went back to basics. Every week that you come to the library, we'll get you a new reading log and a prize for reading the past week. And that's going to be for kids, for teens, and adults, too. So I think that's going to be a big thing that gets people in our doors. And as for programs that get people excited, yes, we've got the basics. We're doing our kids' concerts. We're doing our story times that we always do. But we're also kind of trying to stretch out in different ways with things like teen gaming hours or escape rooms. Or for the adults, we're having a mocktail making class. And we're having Audubon of Kansas come and do a Birding for Beginners presentation. We're really just trying to expand and meet people where their interests are or introduce them to new experiences.
Mocktails, huh?
Yes.
Can't beat a good mocktail.
Sips.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if that's not your thing, don't worry. In August, we will have wine tasting for beginners as well.
There you go. Really are appealing to everybody's taste, no pun intended.
Well, we're trying. We really want to be responsive to how diverse the interests are of our community here in Emporia. So I am so lucky to have such a great staff who really come up with exciting new ideas of ways we can meet people's interests.
Well, you touched on mushrooms earlier this week, did you not?
Yes, we had an oyster mushroom growing, I guess, class is what we'll call it. So if you want to harvest and grow your own mushrooms, we know how to do that, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so all kinds of stuff going on at the Emporia Public Library, and they've got a very active website, so you can log on and find out all kinds of things that are going on at the library. And again, today is the kickoff of the kids' concerts at the Emporia Public Library. So what, noon is when activities start there, Pauline?
That's right. The performance starts at noon. So if people want to start arriving a little bit before then so they can stake out the best spot for themselves, they are absolutely welcome. We're going to have seating on the ground for the little ones, but we'll also have some chairs put out for the grown-ups who maybe don't want to sit on the floor.
All right. Any other activities in conjunction with the concert going to be happening?
Well, it's really just the concert today. But since the Friends will be here celebrating the concert that they helped sponsor, they'll also mention that they are having a book sale on this Emporia First Friday.
Oh, they are, huh? Okay. Didn't know that. So what? All day Friday, what's going to be happening there?
So Friday from 5 to 8, the 618 Mechanic Building, which is directly north of the library, is going to be open for a book sale. And they should be part of that art walk of First Friday.
Looking forward to that. So as far as the kids' concerts, how many do we have lined up this year?
So this year, Juneteenth is on a Wednesday, so instead of getting a kids' concert every Wednesday in June, we're only getting it for three of the four.
Okay, so what, June 12th and June 26th, is that the other two we're looking at?
It sure is.
Okay.
But don't worry, we've got plenty of kids' activities to make up for being closed on Juneteenth, such as our historic worm races on the 18th.
Ah, yeah. I believe I'll be jumping in to be judging that as well. So
better you than me.
Not a worm fan, I'm starting to guess.
Yeah. They're not really my thing. I don't lead that program. I get to observe from a safe distance.
Fair enough. Well, Pauline, you know, you talked about obviously everything coming up here over the next several months. What about the concerts here, you know, what kind of music, what other acts are we going to be seeing that might be coming on the schedule here shortly?
Sure. So Leonardo Music Today, that's going to be our, I hate to say run-of-the-mill, but our typical children's music, so a lot of movement, a lot of fun. The following week, June 12, is going to see the return of a perennial favorite, Jim Cosgrove, usually known as Mr. Stinky Feet. And then June 26th, we're going to have Reggie Reg, the Magic Man, who was last here, 5 years ago maybe?
I know he's been here before, but it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 2018, 6 years. But we're going to see those musical acts. But since you mentioned musical acts, I'm just going to throw out there that July 22nd is going to be a big day for us as well. We'll be welcoming the folk band Pretend Friend from Wichita.
Oh.
They're going to do a songwriting event program for us and then a performance. And that is in all ages, but really, you know, all adults are going to be welcome to come to that on July 22nd. And that's thanks to a Kansas Arts Commission touring artist grant.
What time will that be on July 22?
So songwriting program at 3 o'clock and July 22, 6:30 p.m. is when we'll have the musical performance.
I do have to say, Pretend Friend, that's a good get right there, Pauline.
Oh, thank you. Good.
They're fantastic.
We're so excited.
Yeah, they're really good. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right. So, get the kids down and enjoy the kids' concert today at noon at the Emporia Public Library Courtyard. Going to be a beautiful day. Way to get things off on a solid start. Mother Nature certainly is going to be in a good mood.
I hope you're knocking on all the wood as you're saying that.
Well, we're also looking at the forecast, too, so we've got pretty good confidence.
All right, Pauline, appreciate your time as always.
All right, thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see you when you turn in your reading logs.
All right. Pauline Stichini, Emporia Public Library Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler and 920 Commercial Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:36.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's executive order now in place at the southern border, effectively sealing off asylum for those who cross into the U.S. illegally or try to. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is closed today after gunfire erupted.